Fillmore and Union on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
So there is less than a week to go until Christmas, which feels scary, but everyone is getting very, very excited about it. And to celebrate it being a week before Christmas, I thought I would come and find out a bit more about some of the best things about Christmas, one of which is eating. I love to eat. So I've come along to the Development Bakery of Fillmore and Union on the Sandbeck Industrial Estate in Wetherby. I'm here with two people who are responsible for some of the most delicious things at Christmas time. Would each of you like to introduce yourselves and tell me what you do here at Fillmore and Union?
Hi, my name is Michael. I'm kitchen manager for Fillmore Union. I'm working over here for 4 years and I enjoy my job.
And I'm Graham, head baker in the production kitchen. I've been with the company since March this year and I enjoy making all the lovely cakes and products for you guys to enjoy.
And what are some of the particularly Christmas things that you have on the Fillmore menu?
We have Christmas tagine, lamb Christmas tagine. We got Christmas soup, parsnip soup, and we prepare very nice jars of our famous tomato chutney, which is flying out of the shelves.
And what have you got baking-wise? What sweet treats have you got?
We got winter spicy bread. We got Christmas tarts.
What's in the Christmas tart?
It's like a spiced mincemeat in a gluten-free pastry case topped with goji berries and crushed pistachios.
And we have special small bags of our famous mini brownies.
They are famous for a reason. Those brownies are incredible. Oh, and mince pies. Do you have mince pies?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, fabulous.
They are gluten-free.
A lot of your baked stuff is gluten-free, isn't it? You wouldn't expect that with some of the things that you make.
Everything we make in the bakery department is gluten-free. We've got good suppliers that help us with that.
And so what's the journey then? Because obviously you're not just a bakery that bakes a batch and sells them on that day. You're also a development kitchen. So what journey does a product have to take between first coming up with that idea? So we want to make, for example, the winter spiced bread. What journey does that have to take before it gets served to customers?
It's quite a long journey. We got developing chefs which are developing for us products. We tried this few times. We have to make it to perfection before we put on the shelves of our shops.
So other than Christmas time then, this development kitchen doesn't just open for December. It's open the entire year round and it helps create some of your beautiful cakes. What's on the menu the rest of the year?
Well, we have obviously the brownie. We have a white chocolate and raspberry blondie. We have carrot muffins, raspberry polenta muffins, courgette muffins and a courgette cake.
It doesn't taste like courgette though, does it? It gives it a really nice texture, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's a texture and it's courgette and lime, so you do get like a fruity flavoured hit. But yeah, it's definitely more texture and a sort of speckled colour throughout the sponge.
And the difference is as well, your cakes aren't as bad for you as other cakes could be.
No, we like to try and think there's a sort of healthy angle to most of them. Obviously, with the vegetable in the courgette cake, we try to use sort of less saturated fat.
Yeah, we just added to our range beetroot cake, chocolate beetroot cake.
We've also launched a new scone, which is turmeric, which is a healthy digestive ingredient.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Well, both of you, thank you so much. And I wholeheartedly think that people should go in and try one of these things at Fillmore and Union. It is Christmas in a few days' time, so all that's left to say then is a massive Merry Christmas. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Merry Christmas.
See you in Fillmore Union.
Fillmore and Union on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.